ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Congress is away for the long weekend as September 30th ticks closer. Lawmakers need to get a deal in place or a stopgap measure passed in order to avoid a government shutdown. Louisiana Republican Representative Garrett Graves is skeptical a full spending plan can be done in time.
Anyone who says that we're going to finish all 12 appropriations bills between now and next Saturday is absolutely hallucinating.
Some hardline Republicans, though, have already signaled that they won't support temporary spending measures. Talks are said to continue between Hollywood writers and studios in an effort to end a strike. Negotiations have been ongoing for 5 straight days, and with work continuing throughout the weekend, that has some hopeful that a deal is close. Authorities in Oklahoma City investigating a shooting at a state fair. One person was shot and is in critical condition, they say, while police say 2 people have been taken into custody. 5 people are dead after a freight train slammed into an SUV at a crossing in Florida. This is ABC News. A black high school student suing after being punished for his hairstyle.
The family of a Houston-area black high school student has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the Texas governor and attorney general over being suspended for his hairstyle. Darryl George has been serving an in-school suspension for a few weeks. School officials say George's dreadlocks are too long under the district's dress code. George's family claims state officials failed to enforce a new state law that bans racial discrimination based on hairstyles. George is a junior at Barbers Hill High School in Mont Bellevue. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A landslide in western Sweden causing a huge sinkhole on a major highway to Norway. The landslide injured 3 people after some cars and a bus skidded off the roadway. A Truman Capote story from early in his career is set to be published for the first time this week. Another Day in Paradise was written while Capote was living in Sicily in the 1950s. The story is set to appear in the new issue of The Strand magazine. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and it slaughtered the cartel and it would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Zinc Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Zinc Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on this Saturday evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Connect with them now at Weikert-LakePoint.com. Let's kick off Max Inc. Heavy with a triple double dip of the 3 bands playing at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series on Sunday at noon at the High Noon Saloon. First up, 2 in a row from the Skin Tones. Okay, we'll kick it off with that mighty California Hangover. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Lying sun, lying sweat it out. Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
It's okay, some Saturdays are just all right. All right. Okay, some Saturdays are just all right. All right. Songs not just the same. Walking on a city street, alleys with brightly painted lanes. Headlights coming to a rest, hot top from traveling west, and watch the scratches from the brain. some Saturdays are just alright, alright. It's okay, some Saturdays are just alright, alright. Saturday.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
My goodness gracious. Fiber Weed on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Lid. A double dip of Fiber Weed. We heard Joyride before that. We did two from the Drunk Drivers as well, Saturdays and Weekend. And started off Max Inc. Heavy with two from the Skin Tones, California Hangover and the classic H-Bomb. Of course, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series is happening Sunday. That's tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're out of there by 4. And between 1 and 4, you're going to rock. This is going to be such a great show. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series presented by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated. Shop now at herbalaspect.com and hope to see you at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday. If you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, the replay on Sunday, it was a great show. I hope you were there, because if you weren't, you missed a killer show. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Got tunes on the way from the Earthlings. Right now it's Faster, 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 and their latest one, Rabbit Hole. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Just year that she voted.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
A no-holds-barred political conversation.
Matt Flynn, direct. Right, left, or center, Matt takes on all callers. Matt Flynn, direct.
Weekday afternoons at 3
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers.
Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4.
Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. matinee concert series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Unwilling introverts, the isolation hurts. Got no place to go, resign to video. You remember the outside. Like a fast life, drank a bottle at noon as a messages will have to suffice through lazy afternoons and sleepless nights. Here's hoping someday soon it's safe to stay in a crowded room and reunite. And remember the outside feels more and more.
Scorpion and Euphoria Rising on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Riot Bard before that with Introverts. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. It's Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. We got music on the way from Droids Attack. All Meridians just around the corner. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. I'll give you details how to get that to me here shortly. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. Mr. Iommi. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. gave us Sabbath that made us high. Your riffs are magic, it's bona fide. We feel your power, it is bizarre. Six strings on fire, godlike guitar. Play that guitar, Mr. Iommi.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.